We're with Neil Reynolds of Sky Sports in the United Kingdom, the UK media meeting the Jaguars today behind us. It's great to see you, and I know this is always, this is the third week for you guys of the NFL here this year. So are you exhausted or what?
Well, getting that, I shouldn't really say that because you have to do eight games and eight big events around the Jaguars. But yeah, I'm ready to sort of limp over the finish line because we're not used to three games. It's been so much fun to see Wembley Stadium sold out for each of those games, to see this media contingent grow each game. Yeah, we got a good game last time with the Falcons and Lions. The first one was a little bit one-sided, but feels like everything's continuing to grow and momentum growing here in the UK. So always fun to be a big part of that.
A little more on that momentum on the Jaguars' point of view. They've committed to the 4 years. This is the second of the four-year run, but from a Jaguar perspective, is the brand building in London?
I really think it is. I think that if they're not growing new fans, which I think they are, they're growing new fans all the time. The Union Jacks fan club is growing in numbers every time, every year. I feel like the Jags are everyone's second favorite team. You know, I think people are adopting the Jags. I really do feel they respect the fact that this team is giving up a home game for 4 years. So I feel that the British fans have got behind them. I don't know the exact numbers, but the Jags have gone from, you know, 30 or 31 in terms of merchandise sales and popularity up into the top 10 in the UK. So they're certainly heading in the right direction. I think having a energetic, passionate, enthusiastic coach at the helm certainly helps as well. We see all the video clips of, you know, Gus in the locker room after the Cleveland game. Those things go viral pretty quick over here.
Here on Jaguars.com, of course. The future of the league here, is there a plan maybe for more games? Is it sustainable to kind of make this more and more as the years go on?
I think so, and I think we would have seen, you know, we're going to see already the league have reported that three games are going to be played next year. The reason that's three and not four or five is because the Rugby World Cup is here next year, and there's stadium issues with Wembley. And otherwise, I think they were ready to take another step. I feel that. I feel they were. Still positive talk about a franchise. Lots of government support now for a potential franchise. You know, high-ranking politicians coming out and talking about if the British government can help in any way, they will. So that adds some real seriousness to it. And I feel if you're not looking franchise, there's another alternative now, which is a package of games. The Lions and Falcons played a lunchtime game here, which was a 9:30 a.m. start in America, a new TV viewing window. So, you know, do they package up a series of games that are played at that time at Wembley Stadium? So there's no sign of stagnation. There's no sign of things slowing down at the moment. We get the same number of games next year, but everything seems to be moving in the right direction.